Amen. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all the moms that are here this morning. If you would turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians 12, we're going to be looking at that this morning. A couple of passages this morning that talk about spiritual gifts, but that's not really the primary focus for us this morning. You'll see what it is as we go along. But we're going to look at a couple of passages this morning that particularly deal with spiritual gifts. Paul wrote 1 Corinthians as he writes to the Corinthian church. And you'll see a lot of language in here as he talks about the fact that we serve one Lord. And together, if you're a believer in Christ, if you've placed your faith in Him, then we make up what the Scripture calls one body. But Paul uses language to talk about we're one body, but we're many members. And just like a body has feet, eyes, ears, there's many members that make up that body. We're many members that make up a body, and yet we're all very different in our function. And just real basically, I'm not really going to get into spiritual gifts in terms of the sermon this morning, but in terms of prepping you for this passage, spiritual gifts are something that every believer in Christ has a spiritual gift, or maybe more than one spiritual gift. And most people that I talk to say, you know, I've heard about it. I kind of heard about it, but I really don't know a lot about it. Actually, I don't know what my spiritual gift would be if I have one. And then we talk about the fact that yes, you do have one. You probably have more than one. Well, I don't know what they are, and I haven't discovered those. And that will be probably a great sermon series for us to spend some time talking about that at some point, or maybe in your small group Bible study that you're a part of. But this morning, as we look at that, just this, that's the kind of language that Paul is using, so don't get lost in that. He's talking about the fact that our physical body is one body with many members, and just as the believers are one body, but we all function in different ways because you may have the gift of mercy, and you may have the gift of hospitality, and you may have the gift of administration, and you may have the gift of teaching. And so he's talking about those kinds of differences. So let's look at that beginning in verse 12, chapter 12, 1 Corinthians. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. And if they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. The head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gifts. Now, turn with me back a couple of books to Romans, one book, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 3. We're going to see a very similar passage as he talks about gifts, but we want to look at both of these this morning. Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it's serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Now, as we look at this morning, I want to remind you something of we've talked about this the last couple of weeks as we've talked about the simplicity of God's Word and the need for us to spend regular time in it, and the fact that most of us, there's lots that we can get out of it. We don't need to be intimidated by it. But the basic truth is this, is that God's Word can change your life. God's Word can change your life every day. It's not just that God changed your life when you became a believer in Him. It's not just that God changed your life when you got saved. It's not just that God changed your life when you were baptized. It's not just that God changed your life when you went to camp. It's not just that God changed your life when you came to some sort of conference. The reality is, God can change your life every day as you pick this book up and ask, God, with the words that I'm about to read, what is it that you want to say to me today? And whatever you say, I'll listen. God can change your life every day. And for some of us, there's a part of our life that needs to change that hasn't. What I want you to hear this morning as we look at these two passages of Scripture, as we look at these two passages, is this. I spoke a while ago about the fact that if you're a believer in Christ, we all make up one body. We make up one body. What I want you to hear this morning is that you belong to that body. You belong to that body. One of the things that I love to hear, and I hear it frequently, thankfully, is as people come here, as they come, and maybe for the first time, I'll hear people say, you know, the people that greeted me, the people that were here, it was just the best spirit. And as we talk, they'll say the people that greeted me, they were so genuine. The people that I dropped my kids off to, the teachers, they were so real. It was like they genuinely were happy that we were here. And that's the kind of people that we want to be. We don't just want to put on a fake smile. We don't want to just put on a fake handshake or anything like that. But genuinely, I felt like what they're saying is, and some people even use these words, I felt like I belonged. And it's a joy to talk to people on a regular basis who just say, I love my church. I was just back there just a few weeks ago, and somebody was standing, and there's Studio 252 was going on, and she was just looking, and she said, I just love my church. I just love my church. And what that says to me is that this person has found a place to what? To belong. To belong. And the reality is that some of us have had experiences where we've had a feeling of belonging for most of our lives. We've felt a part of a family that loves us and cares for us and nurtures us. Some of us have those kinds of friends that we belong with them. We feel like that there's people that when we're friends with them, they ask us about our lives, and then they really want to listen. They want to give their time. They want to see how we're doing. They affirm us, and we belong to them. And we have that sense of belonging. Some of us don't know that. Some of us haven't known that. But what I want you to hear this morning is that when it comes to the church, I'm not talking about Whitestone, but when it comes to the body, when it comes to that one body that you're a part of, you belong. You belong there. And it, for me, I, for the first time in my life, just the last few years, as I've been a part of this body, it's been a joy for me to be able to say, I love this place. I love coming here. I love telling other people about it. I can't wait to get back. And for one of the first times in my life, I joyfully talk to other people about these people that I'm able to do life with, and I want other people to come and experience that. And I can do that with excitement to say, you know what? Come here. You know why? Because I know when they come, I know that when they get connected with other people, they're going to find a place to belong. Now, you can be a part of a team. You can be a part of a job. You can be a part of a school or whatever it is. And you can be a part of something and still not have a sense of belonging. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you would think that you should. You would think that on a job everybody should be working towards the same thing. But some jobs are not like that. Some jobs are just going to use you. Some jobs are just about, it's just about the bottom line. It's not about you at all. Nobody really cares about you. There's some teams you can make. You can make the basketball team, or you can make whatever kind of team, or you can join a whatever kind of club. And you do so, and you look forward to it, and there's excitement, and you want a sense of belonging. And sometimes that happens, and the great teams are, the great clubs are. But sometimes there's just something missing, because there's no real care for the individuals on that team. There's no real care for the people in that family. There's no real care for the people sometimes in that church or those friends. And so, although you're a part of a group in the sense that you're a member of that group, there's still no sense of belonging. Let me encourage you with something. When you said yes to Jesus, you became a part of a body and you belong there. You belong. Now, there's several reasons for not belonging, for not having a sense of belonging. One of those is this, it's the group. Just mentioned that. The group never really sees us as integral. The group is there to use us. The group really doesn't care for us. And sometimes the reason that we haven't had a sense of belonging, whether it's the church that we've been a part of, or the ministry that we've been a part of, or maybe it's the family you've been a part of, or the job, or wherever it is that you're involved, or your neighborhood, or the people that you want to do life with, you've tried to do life with, you've wanted to be a part of, you've wanted to belong, but you never have sensed a belonging there. Why is that? Well, a lot of times it's because most of the people in that group are out for themselves. I remember in college, my freshman year, I wanted a place to belong. Now, the unfortunate part was I had friends who came to college with me, and I didn't see that. And these were friends who loved God, who followed Christ, who would have been a great group for me to connect with and find a sense of belonging. But I wanted something else, so I joined a fraternity. Not all fraternities are bad, not all sororities are bad. But the one that I joined, that I wanted a sense of belonging, I wanted a sense of affirmation, I wanted a sense of being a part of something bigger and really being in a group, I joined a bunch of guys for 2 years, and everybody was just out for themselves. That was really the bottom line. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody was just really concerned about themselves. It didn't matter what kind of codes you memorized or what kind of whatever else you try to live up in the fraternity. Everybody was out for themselves. And the truth is this, is that sometimes we go looking for a sense of belonging, but we go find it in the wrong place. Listen, when you're a part of the body of Christ, when you said yes to Jesus, you belong. You belong. There's other reasons for not feeling a sense of belonging. Sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's not the group. Sometimes it's us. We don't trust people easily. Maybe there's a group that you know of, kind of like the friends that I had when I went to college, but I really did connect with them because I wanted something else. Maybe you don't trust people easily. Maybe you've been burned in the past and you kind of keep people at arm's distance. And for you, it's going to be coming to a journey and coming to an understanding that, you know what, at some point I'm going to have to trust people again. I'm going to have to let people in. And the first question on your mind when people reach out to you is, what do they want from me? And the reality is that that's the case in some places. People just want something from you. But when you're a part of the body of Christ, you belong, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes it's for good reasons. Sometimes it's your church experience. I know folks that I talk to folks on a regular basis. They feel like that, you know, because of where they've been, because of the church they've been a part of, if I don't stand up here and yell and tell them what a bad person they are, they don't feel like they've been to church, you know. I mean, that's just kind of what they're used to. It almost becomes a codependent. Tell me how bad I am and yell at me, and that'll be a great service. Sometimes it's where you've been. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's feelings of guilt or selfishness, the fact that, you know, I'm just not good enough. For some reason, somewhere along the way, somebody told you or you came into an understanding that it's not good for me to receive. It's not okay for me to receive. You know, either I'm not worthy or it's just selfish for me to receive. And the truth is that when you said yes to Jesus and you became a part, you didn't just enter into a relationship with Jesus. You entered into a body where you belong. Where people, if they're living according to who Christ is, are to love you and encourage you and affirm you and walk with you. And as the Scripture said that we read a while ago, to suffer when you suffer and rejoice when you rejoice. And the challenge for you is finding a people where you really belong. And the sense of belonging for you so often is the kind of people you're around, the people that you're with. But the truth is, and the way God intended it, is for you to find a place to belong. That's what He wants. Here's some of the reasons that you can belong. The reasons that you do belong. The reason that you belong, if you're a believer in Christ, the reason that you do belong is because of Jesus. Because there was a time in your life when you didn't. There was a time in your life when you were on the outside. And you didn't belong. And Jesus gave His life and He shed His blood because of your sins and my sins. And when you placed your faith in Him, you entered in not only into a relationship with Him because of what He did for you, but you entered into a relationship with all of these other believers, a place where you belong. And He did that for you. And listen, even with the best church and the best groups and the best kind of community that we want to build here, there'll never be anybody in your life like Jesus. You'll always belong to Him. He'll never say no to you. And just like you were born into your biological family, you'll never be able to change that. You may not like it. You may wish that you were somewhere else. But just like you were born into that family, you'll never be able to change it. When you are born by the Spirit into the body of Christ, when you're born into Christ, that'll never change. He'll never leave you. Listen, there's nothing you'll ever do to make Him turn His back on you. He'll be disappointed. He's been disappointed in me. Often, but you know what? I'll always belong to Him. You'll always belong to Him. The Scripture says that we're members of each other, and we'll look at that in just a minute, a little bit more. The reason that you belong is not only because of what Jesus did for you, but it's because of His design. Let's put up 1 Corinthians 12:18. You can look back there if you want to. It'll be up here on the screen. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says this. Listen to these words. He has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. Do you know what that means? That means that He took specific care with you and He placed you in the body just as He wanted you to be. He placed you in a body where you would belong, where people would love you and care for you just as He wanted you to be. The other Scripture is this, Romans 12:5. I referred to that a while ago. And I love this phrase as it talks about the body. It says, as it talks about this one body, listen to this. And each member belongs to all the others. You see that? Each member belongs to all the others. You belong to us. We're responsible for you. We're responsible for loving you and encouraging you and affirming you and walking with you and listening to what's on your heart and hearing what you're going through. And we're responsible for carrying that. You're our responsibility. Listen, be encouraged by that. You belong here. I'm not talking about you belong at Whitestone. You belong as a part of the body of Christ. And I would encourage you to stop trying to do it on your own. And maybe you're trying to get connected. Maybe you've tried to do that in other churches or you've tried to do that with groups. And I would just say, keep trying. If you haven't found the place where you belong, just keep trying. Go to a different group. Keep connecting. Don't give up because there are people who love you and want to walk with you and encourage you and see you grow. There are people who want to do that. You belong. Another reason you belong is because of people that believe in you. Each member belongs to all the others. There are people who believe in you. I think one of the first times I ever felt that or knew that, really, it was when I started working summer jobs, and I worked for a camp And I remember the staff on that camp seeing things in me and encouraging me. And I ended up working there 3 summers in college because there was a sense of belonging. I felt like I belonged here. I felt like I was contributing to an overall goal, an overall mission. And there were people who loved me. And there were people who were speaking into my life. And there were people who were holding me accountable. And there were people who were encouraging me. And there were people that when they said, "How are you doing?" they wanted to hear how I was doing. And so I sensed a place to belong. And it wasn't even a church. It was a camp staff. The first small group I ever led was with 4 guys, small group Bible study in college. These guys were sophomores in college, and I was about 24 years old. And one of the first Bible studies I ever led, there was a sense of belonging there. Why? Because there was a desire to be honest about who we were and to help each other. You belong. You belong when other people care for you. I had a sense of belonging when the first friendships that I encountered wasn't just because I initiated them. You ever felt like that? There's a group or there's friendships, but you're always the initiator. You don't really have a sense of belonging when that happens. It's when other people begin to reach out to you. Listen, there's people here that want to reach out to you. There's people here that love you. There's people here that want to walk with you and encourage you. I had a sense of belonging when I met my wife. Why? Because I knew in my heart and in my soul with everything that I had that I belonged to her. And she belonged to me. We belonged to each other. And that's what God wanted. And the encouragement I want you to hear this morning is each member belongs to all the others. And when you suffer, our call is to walk with you. When you're happy, our call is to be happy with you. Have you ever been around people that when you were happy about something, they just kind of turned around and walked away? When you received something, they were jealous. You knew it. You didn't have a sense of belonging there. When you suffered, people didn't know how to deal with that. They didn't know what to say to you. They were all thumbs. They just kind of walked away. When you were going through a tough time, you required so much energy, they just didn't have it to give. Or they thought they didn't have it to give, and they didn't give it. You felt alone. Listen, it's okay to be needy. It's okay to go through a rough patch. It's okay to go through a terrible season. And you know what? It's beautiful when other people say, "You know what? Doesn't matter how much time, doesn't matter how much energy, I'll walk with you. And I may not know what to say, but I'll be with you. I may not be comfortable with everything that we talk about, but you know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to walk with you." That's when you and I have a sense of belonging. That's what it means to be true to the Word. 1 Corinthians 12, 25 and 26. We'll put those up. 1 Corinthians 12, 25 and 26. That its parts should have, listen, that its parts should have, you see that? Equal concern for each other. What kind of life is that? What kind of church is like that? That everybody has equal concern for each other. People that are genuine enough and in tune with Christ enough that when you have something going on, they're as equally concerned for you as they are anybody else. And if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. And if one part rejoices, every part rejoices with it. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm just going to ask this rhetorically. But how many of you have ever been a part of a place like that where you belonged? How many of you have ever been with a people where you felt like that you really belonged in that sense? That people cared for you. And they walked with you and they loved you and they suffered with you and they rejoiced with you. You belong. You're cared for. When you hurt, others hurt. The last thing is this. You have a sense of belonging not only because of Jesus, not only because of His design, not only because of the people around you, but you have a sense of belonging when the thing that you're a part of, when the body that you're a part of, that the mission that you're involved in is greater than who you are. And when you said yes to Jesus and you became a part of the body of Christ, you became a part of a mission that was bigger than you. And that mission was to see people's lives changed. And the reason that the body of Christ, the reason that believers can be so attractive to the rest of the world, is that when we enter into the body of Christ, we belong to each other. And you see, you belong. And in the next few weeks, we're going to talk about how everybody else belongs to you. But what I want you to hear this morning is the fact that you belong. And you are a part of people's lives being changed. And when you want to be a part of other people's lives being changed, and they want to be a part of your life being changed, that's a beautiful picture. When you love other people and they love you, when you're selfless towards other people and they're selfless towards you, when you walk with people when they're hurting and they walk with you when you're hurting, and other people see that and they go, what kind of people is that? What kind of people's not too busy? What kind of people are not too uncomfortable? What kind of people are not so selfish or so jealous that they would walk with each other and love each other and be a part of each other? You belong to that. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says this. We read that while ago, 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. You're a part of it. What God wants to do in the world, and when we start talking about the kingdom, and it's kind of easy to get lost in what's the kingdom about? The kingdom, I mean, that's kind of a word that I can't get my arms around. When Jesus went preaching and teaching the kingdom of God, what he was preaching and teaching was that his desire was to see God reign in the hearts and minds of people, that he would set up a kingdom inside of people. And when you become a part of that mission that's bigger than who you are, when you say, not only do I belong, but everything around me, no matter what stage of life that I'm in, but what God wants to do in the lives of preschoolers and children and students and adults and people that are new and people that are not believers and people that are new believers and people that have been believers for a while, when I'm a part of all that, when I own all that, when I see all that is my mission, then you know what? You belong. You belong. Because the sense of belonging that you're going to have, you're going to step into a sense of belonging when you begin to see that other people belong to me as well. It's when you are willing to give that you're willing to receive. Don't miss that. It's when you're willing to be selfless towards somebody else that you're willing to receive them being selfless towards you. Let me encourage you with this morning. You belong. You belong in the body. And there are people who love you and want to walk with you. And as long as you insist on being a lone ranger, as long as you insist on doing it alone, you'll never have that sense of belonging. The Scripture says this, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone who He makes you a child of His. What's that mean? That means you've entered into His family. You belong. You belong. I just want to encourage you with this. Do you have that sense of belonging? Do you know that sense of belonging? Because He wants you to. He wants you to know that. Let's pray together. God, I just thank You this morning that You've reached out to us first. There's nothing that I can do. You've pursued me. You've pursued us. There's nothing, God, that we can do to make it right. But Jesus, You made it right for us. And I thank You, Father, that You have adopted us because of who Christ is. You've adopted us and You've brought us into Your family. And we will always belong with You. And I pray, God, that we would be a people that would find belonging here. That we would find a people that we're willing to take the risk of letting our guard down to say, is it okay to trust these people? And can I let them know me? I pray, God, that we would be willing to take the risk to belong. And that, God, that we would begin to open our eyes to see that it's not just the fact that I belong, but that all these other people belong to me as well. Would You do that in us?